now, put on your thinking caps. It's America's new favorite game show.
A young girl crouches before a TV. Yellow numbers appear. 1996.
It's time for...
Can't Stop the Quiz.
I'm your host, Terry McTeer.
Oh, my God. You made out with David Zeller?
You lost $600?
Yeah, right. What's up? I didn't eat good things.
You didn't eat good things. You didn't eat good things. You didn't eat good things. I want a divorce.
A teen girl reaches for a remote and turns up the volume.
May I have 5 minutes on the clock, please?
The young girl stares intently.
And your time starts now. Welcome. Ready to learn and have some fun? Countries on the equator. Ooh, correct, correct. Wow, you guys are smart. Welcome, Ralph. Hope you're enjoying Los Angeles. Do me a favor, don't miss the La Brea Tar Pits. They're lovely.
1999.
Just got into Harvard Medical School and you're dropping out? It's not enough to go to community college.
I don't need school. I'm gonna be an actress.
Oh, you're making me crazy. I'm going to the casino.
Have fun losing all our money.
That was incredible. You almost knocked my bow tie off. I would have felt quite nude. Don't go anywhere. I know I won't.
As a young woman, she sits on the couch, petting a pug.
What an incredible game. I learned so much. I had no idea pineapple is a berry. That blows my mind.
A title, Quizlet.
Join us tomorrow for another night of Fast Facts and Live Learning. I'm Terry McTeer, and I'll be right here. Have a good night.
She salutes miming Terry.
Thank you so much. Have a great trip back to Delaware. I hear there's no sales tax there. Wild stuff.
In an office cubicle, the young woman sits before a computer under fluorescent lights. A mug on her desk reads, CP, yay. Accounting services, a pug bobblehead wobbles on her desk. She interrupts numbers on a spreadsheet, eyes darting between two monitors, fingers flying over the keys. Her alarm message reads, stand up so you don't get blood clots and die. She stands peering over her corner cubicle to a long office filled with more. She ducks, then pops back up. She grabs a stack of papers from a printing tray and lifts a stapler to them. A woman smiles holding happy birthday balloons.
Oh my God, I love that everybody's here.
Oh, we love you.
Happy hour after this. Happy hour.
The young woman eyes the group. She approaches a pale blue duplex.
Get inside. Get inside.
Anne, is that you?
Get inside.
Anne, your stupid postman has done it again. Once again, he's left one of your packages in front of my door.
Oh, man. My mistake.
Oh, yeah. Well, what happens when there's an unexpected package in front of my door?
I
trip over it, and I fall, and I die. Your stupid postman is trying to kill me.
Yeah, for sure.
Please speak to him.
I'll leave him a voice note. Thank you.
The older pug sleeps on the corner of the couch. Anne opens the package. She flashes a bed laptop stand.
Look, Linguini, it finally came.
Anne reads on her couch from the poorly constructed stand.
Linguini.
It's time for...
Can't Stop the Quiz!
I'm your host, Terry McTeer. Let's meet tonight's contestants, starting with Linda, who came all the way from Idaho. Did you bring any potatoes? I'm just kidding. And then we have our returning champion, Ron Heacock from Ohio. Ron, you must be getting pretty comfortable here. You're now the third longest running champion. Congratulations, that's quite an achievement.
Honestly, I'm just glad to be here, Terry. I'm a huge fan.
Please let this be the night he finally loses.
Ron, your winning streak continues.
But Linda, you did so great tonight. I wish we could both win. Hey, how about it, Terry? Can there be two winners?
Unfortunately, no, there can't be.
Oh, just me, then.
In Anne's cubicle.
All I'm saying, okay, you put the money into the computer.
Yeah.
You get the money back, you don't lose any money.
If you want me to invest in an app, I'm not going to. I have to understand.
Anne's caller ID reads, Sunnyvale Senior Housing.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, this is Shannon from Sunnyvale.
I have some bad news. We lost your mom.
What?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, that was terrible phrasing. I meant we don't know where she is.
Yes, she's not dead.
But she is missing.
Have you checked Rivers Casino?
Penny Palace?
House of Slots?
Yes, we checked all her usual spots.
Can you come in?
Automatic double doors swing open as Anne enters Sunnyvale. She approaches the reception desk.
Ms. Young, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, would you like to wait for your sister? She'll be here momentarily.
My sister? You called Jenny?
Well, when we lose someone, we have to call everybody.
We didn't lose her.
Oh.
She ran away.
It's okay. She does this sometimes.
Due to the sheer number of rules violations, we can no longer keep your mother as a resident.
So you're kicking her out?
Enough is enough.
Behind Anne, a woman in a tight-cut blackout dress with knee-high boots runs toward the front doors.
Agreed to adhere to our
A car slams into the woman, sending her flying. She returns, banging on the car's hood. She staggers toward the doors.
For her safety.
She's also really mean. It's less important, but it's not nothing.
Ah, I think your sister's here.
Frowning, Anne turns. Anne slams the inside button.
Well, that wasn't very clear. Well. Annie, it's finally happened. Oh, my God, it's okay. It's okay. I'm here. We're together. We're going to get through. This is a part of life.
What are you wearing?
Oh, it's the only black dress I own.
Okay.
I can't believe she's gone.
No,
oh, my God. We're orphans. Oh, my God. You're orphan Annie. Oh,
she's not dead. She ran away.
Fucking bitch. Are you serious?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. So we took the liberty of packing up your mother's belongings.
Thank you. What a pleasant eviction.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Oh, great news. It looks like your mom left a note. It's mostly personal attacks on me. Oh, but it does say she and Jeff are off to Macau. So at least you know where she is.
Who is Jeff?
In the parking lot.
She has a boyfriend? I mean, why didn't she tell us?
Because she only calls when she needs money.
Anne aims for key fob.
Oh, you parked right by me.
Jenny lifts the hatch of her filled SUV.
Are you living out of your car?
No. It's just some stuff I've been meaning to donate. And, oh, my God, this amazing lamp that I found in an alley and some blankets in case I wanted a nap.
No. Sorry, you wasted all your time driving out here.
Oh, actually...
Wash Me is scrawled on the back window.
I was hoping that maybe I can stay with you for a little bit.
Why?
Well, I thought I was going to since Mom was dead.
Anne stares at her.
Come on, Annie. Come on, it's gonna be fun! And I really want to see my dog.
Your dog?
I made it to the final round of auditions for the real world. I have to go to LA tomorrow to meet with the producers. Oh, my God!
But what about your puppy?
Oh, yeah. Can you take care of Mr. Linguini?
Young Anne smiles at puppy Linguini in a box at Anne's.
You know, it feels smaller. Are you sure you didn't make it smaller?
No, I didn't shrink my house.
Oh, my God! Why? He's dead.
Anne turns to Linguini.
No, he's sleeping. Mr. Linguini, hey.
Jenny frowns.
See? Full of life.
Anne stands over a filtering pitcher. Her sister struggles with a large suitcase.
Oh. So, how long you planning on staying?
Oh, I don't know. A few days.
Days? What? Do they need you back at your job?
Oh, no, I don't have a job.
Okay, well, are you looking for a job?
I'm focusing all my energy on manifesting the life I want.
Anne turns to face Jenny.
But what are you going to do for money? Because I don't know if I can lend you anymore, and Mom's nursing home isn't exactly...
Okay, I don't need money. I'm getting plenty from my lawsuit.
From your what? From your lawsuit? Sorry, what lawsuit?
Oh, I didn't tell you? Oh,
I had a business lunch at Chuchi's with this guy who wanted to invest in my fashion line, and I took a bite of my tilapia fillet, and there was a fishbone in it, and it got stuck in my throat, and I almost choked to death. So I sued them.
So you sued Chuchi's because there was a fishbone in your fish fillet?
I'm sorry. I almost died. Why can't you just be happy I got a bunch of money from them? I mean, who are you? Mr. Chuchi's?
Now why would I be Mr. Chuchi's?
Because it's a man's world.
At night, Anne reads on the couch. Jenny rips out her colored extensions.
Don't just leave the hair there, please.
Okay, Dad. Oh, my God. Do you have a quiz alarm on your phone?
Oh. Come on, Linguini. It's quiz time.
Let's meet tonight's contestants, starting with our returning champion, Ron Heacock from...
excuse me. From Ohio.
You okay, Terry?
Yes, I just ate some crackers backstage.
Must have gotten some crumbs down the wrong pipe.
That's live television for you.
Oh, good. I worry about you, Terry. You work so hard. You should loosen up that bow tie. Take a vacation.
Aw.
Don't aw him. He's a jerk.
But he seems so nice. He's so smiley.
He's not. It's an act.
He's trying to be like Terry. And look at how shiny his hands are. He puts makeup on his hands.
Some people have ugly hands.
All the way from Kentucky... Margaret, I have to ask you, did you ride your horse to the studio? Welcome. And your time starts now.
What is the square root of 196?
14.
Ron.
14.
Correct. How many hearts does an octopus have?
3.
Ron.
3.
Correct.
What?
What spice is derived from Crocus sativus?
Saffron.
I feel like an answer hog, but, saffron.
Correct.
Carbon dioxide.
Very good.
Wellington, New Zealand.
Correct.
Saturn, our American cousin, the equal sign.
Harry Potter.
The Hobbit.
Correct.
Bless you.
Ron, please list for us the gods of Mount Olympus.
Aphrodite, Apollo, Ares, Artemis, Athena, Demeter, Dionysus, Hephaestus. Hey.
Why haven't you gone on that show? Are you scared that you would win so much money that people will try and kill you for it? You know, that's a thing with lottery winners.
No, it's not.
Are you scared that your hatred for that Ron guy is actually a sexual attraction that you wouldn't know how to navigate in person?
No. It just, I'm not good at being looked at, you know?
It's time for the flip.
Stupid coin.
Oh, I love the coin. It's so big.
A massive gold coin spins above Ron's head on a contraption. It falls into a circular pit.
Show it.
Show it.
Our contestants will act out the answers while their partners guess.
And turns it off.
Wait, what are you doing? The charades thing is the only fun part.
It's not fun, it's a cheap gimmick. They changed the entire final round to boost rating. It's so dumb. Who wants to watch people embarrass themselves?
I do.
Jenny turns the TV back on.
Waltz. Waltzer.
Oh my God, he's dancing.
Sidewalk. Concrete. Waltzer. Concrete Walter Cronkite.
Dawn smirks and points.
Who's Walter Cronkite?
King. Dog.
In the morning, a post-it note on a makeup box reads, "Went to work. Be home by 5 p.m. Pick up your hair." Jenny's eyes peel. She scrunches her face, wearing a facial mask. Mm. She touches her dry mask.
Aww.
Jenny stares at and picks up a bobblehead of Terry from a bookshelf. Jenny opens the fridge and an empty cupboard. She opens another filled with the same snacks lined up.
It's like a robot's house.
Slippers sit on a shoe rack. Books stand neatly on shelves. Jenny picks up a photo of young Anne with various rocks on a table in a coffee shop.
I focus on my destiny all the time. I want to be rich and famous and loved by everybody. Why? Because I want to be a powerful force for good in this world, you know? I haven't found, you know, the path to get there yet. I mean, do you have any idea how hard it is to be an Asian woman in this country?
Yes, I read an article.
But we have to keep going.
Like, I've always wanted to open my own bakery, you know? Mm. And then life got in the way, and now I never bake anymore, and I feel so unfulfilled.
You need to change your life. You can. Because you're strong.
The blonde woman smiles.
So, are you done with your plate?
Oh, yeah.
The barista takes the small plate.
Since when does it take you 20 minutes to serve this one table?
We started talking.
You can't just sit and hang out.
She believes in me, Carl.
Oh my God!
Thanks!
Jenny rushes out. She vapes on Anne's front stoop and waves as Anne pulls into the driveway. Jenny jumps up.
Hi, I had a huge day.
Why are you sitting out here?
Oh, I locked myself out.
Well, let's get inside.
Anne, is this lunatic your sister?
I told you. She threatened to call the cops because she thought I was, what was it, loitering?
You were loitering. I thought you were loitering with an intent to murder.
Oh, do I look like a murderer?
Yes. Why, yes, you do.
Oh, really?
I can see your brassiere.
Okay. I'm sorry about her.
Sorry about me? What did I do?
Put a sock in it.
Okay, so I went to go get coffee, and I met this woman. Oh, my God. She was so sad. But we got to talking, and I helped her. And helping her made me feel better. And just like that, I saw it. I saw the path forward.
Don't move my stuff.
Why do you have a bobblehead of Justin Timberlake?
It's Terry McTeer. And it's limited edition. It's from the 300th episode. Do you know the heated eBay war I had to endure to get that?
It's Justin Timberlake.
It's Terry McTeer.
Okay, as I was saying, I have decided I am going to become a life coach. You know, like Oprah.
Yes. Linguini!
What's so funny?
Oh,
this is my destiny.
Yeah, you and your destinies. First it was figure skating, then it was acting, and then you want to be a music icon, and then it's fashion design.
Yeah, but this is different.
How?
I'll show you. You know what? Because you're going to be my first project.
I don't need a life coach.
Really? Because from what I can tell, you're like a 28-year-old woman living the life of a 98-year-old widower.
I'm 33. And why am I always a man in your hypotheticals?
Because men are worse.
I like my life just the way it is.
Okay, Ron, Chuck has chosen geography.
Jenny lies on her back on the floor.
What are you doing?
Yoga. Buenos Aires, Lima, Sucre, Brasilia, Santiago, Bogota, Quito, Caracas, Montevideo, Asunción.
Caracas. Oh, I knew I should have paid more attention when I backpacked through South America after I graduated law school. Darn it.
Jenny sneaks her phone out and records Jenny on the couch.
Chuck, please list for us nouns that do not have a singular form.
Scissors, clothes, pants, jeans, trousers, shorts, tights, goggles, sunglasses, tweezers, belongings, boxers, briefs.
North American river borders, all right. Okay.
Detroit, pine, Colorado, pigeon, rainy, St. Clair, St. Croix, St. Francis, St. Laura, St. Mary's. Nucleus, nucleolus, mitochondria, Golgi complex, cell membrane, nuclear envelope, cytoskeleton.
At CPA.
I mean, did you see it? Oh, don't you work with that girl? And I was like, oh my God, yes, I do.
Anne trudges in.
Hey, it's the quiz lady.
What?
You were like, Spain, killer whale, octagon.
So, what are you talking about?
Hello, you're on the front page of Reddit, your video.
Anne frantically types at her computer. She searches quiz lady video CSQ.
Oh, no.
The first video reads, woman crushes the quiz next to her dead dog.
Quiz lady.
Lysosomes, ribosomes, nucleus, nucleolus, mitochondria.
Yo, what a fam, as promised.
The quiz lady!
Yo, that video was so funny, dude. I dropped my phone in the toilet. Don't worry, just pee. Can you give me like a quick, what's up?
To my boss?
No. I need a minute.
Hi.
Have you seen Twitter? How did this happen?
You are viral.
I posted it last night, and then when I woke up this morning, it was like everywhere. I mean, I have a ton of followers from that time Elon Musk yelled at me, but...
Delete it right now.
Wait, you cannot buy this hype. Get this. Okay, the predictor...
I have to go.
I'm still here.
She always does this. She just floats through life without ever thinking about how her actions affect other people. Did you know that when we were kids, we went to the Heinz Ketchup Museum, our father brought us there, and she was furious because she wanted to watch Super Cop 3 and she'd just gotten it on DVD, and so she knocks over an entire display of ketchup, and we get thrown out onto the street by a Heinz Ketchup security guard. And I really wanted to learn about ketchup. I wanted to have that experience. I didn't get to have that experience. Don't look at me now.
I think it's just tomatoes, though. You know, sugar and spices.
Oh, my God. Then we'd be on local news.
Dope.
I don't want to be news.
I'll kill to be local news.
Internal auditing.
Quiz lady, I'm a huge fan. My name's Gerald. I'm what you might call a sexual cannibal. It is what you think it is. And want to get low?
The internet knows where I work. The internet knows where I work.
Anne marches out with her bag strap hanging over her shoulder. Huddled employees eye her.
Say something smart. Sorry.
Can't. Come on!
Anne sprints out. Outside, Anne walks by cars. A man in a black suit approaches her.
Anne Yum!
She turns.
Didn't mean to startle you. I'm a friend of your mom's. Do you know where she is?
No, sorry.
You sure? Because I'd really like to find her. She owes me some money.
Anne's eyes dart.
She said she quit, aside from occasional penny slots. How much does she owe?
$80,000.
$80,000?
And imagine my pleasant surprise when a daughter with her goofy little bangs became famous. Saved me all the trouble of tracking you down. So where is she?
Looking down, Anne works her mouth.
Do you really want to protect her? You probably don't even like her. I know I don't. Come on, don't be stupid. Tell me where she is.
The man steps in. His grin fades.
Macau. I can't help you.
Of course you can. You can cover her debt.
I don't have $80,000.
Neither do I. And that's the problem.
He hands her a card reading, Ken.
Call me when you have it, and you'll get your dog back.
My dog?
You have 2 weeks. After that, you'll never see him again.
Let's go grab some cronuts.
Anne gapes, then stalks off.
Amazing. We'll be there. Thank you.
Anne's car speeds past Jenny.
Linguini! Annie! What's going on? Linguini!
Linguini's collar and tag rest on the empty dog bed.
Who's even named Ken anymore? This is all your fault. He found me because of your stupid video. Are you calling him?
I'm calling Mom.
It's not gonna do anything.
Jenny?
You left us with an $80,000 debt.
It's okay, I'm in Macau. Yes! Give me another Mai Tai.
Okay, you know what? It's not okay. None of this is okay. Your bookie threatened Annie and kidnapped my dog.
He's not your dog.
Not a bad deal. That dog's so old.
That's not the point.
What do you expect me to do about it? I'm in Macau.
You need to fix it. We can't afford to pay them off.
Fine. Come to Macau. Jeff rented a condo, but no free rides.
Kate, we don't want to live in your goddamn condo.
Don't swear. Who raised you?
Nobody!
Jenny chucks her cell phone.
Told you.
Anne stares at Linguini's bed.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
What? Are they here?
Annie. This is all connected. This is synergy from the universe. Oh, my God. I think I might have manifested this.
Anne glares.
I hate all the words you just used.
Oh, my God. This is how you're going to make the money. Okay. Someone from the quiz just called. They saw your video.
What? No. No. That is so embarrassing.
No. See? They loved it. And they're in the middle of a casting round. And they want... No, come on. They want you to come to the in-person regional auditions this weekend. Where? In Philadelphia.
No. That's not happening.
Oh, my God. Why not? I mean, you could win $80,000 just like that. I mean, you got every question right.
I can't play on live TV in front of millions of people in front of Terry frickin' McTeer. I can't. There has to be another way.
You can sell your eggs. I mean, it's not like you're using them.
I'm not gonna sell my eggs.
Okay. Well, I am not gonna let Mom's bullshit ruin your life.
Too late.
Anne storms off with a hunched back. Jenny's face falls. A framed photo stands of young Anne holding Linguini.
So I looked on CarMax and it said I could easily sell my car for around $20,000.
The living room is empty. Anne opens the door to her next door neighbor, Francine.
Hi. The paper boy missed the porch again, but by a mile. I mean, he threw it in the driveway, the jerk. I'm pretty sure he's vaping drugs again. Bending over that far is actually dangerous for an almost ghost like me. Could you help? Oh, say, could I borrow your phone a sec? I just want to check on my stocks.
Is everything all right? You seem weird.
What do you mean? I'm fine.
Since when do you invest?
What's it to you?
Don't be scared, it's me! What? Whoa! Oh, what the? Jenny, not again!
Don't worry, we're getting your dog back!
Jenny locks Anne in the trunk.
What are you doing?
I'm taking you to Philadelphia!
Philadelphia. So you can get on the show.
Okay. Where's my $100?
Sorry, I don't have any cash on me.
How could you do this to me when I was just threatened by a genuine tong?
That's why I yelled. Don't be scared. It's me.
Jenny? What is a tong?
Asian gangsters.
You know, read a book.
Jenny!
Thank you very much.
Jenny, let me out of here. Francine. Francine, please.
Grifter.
Settle down.
You kidnapped me.
Oh, don't be so dramatic.
Jenny?
I put a bunch of, like, snacks
Jenny?
And pillows in there, so just
Jenny?
Sit back, relax.
Jenny?
Enjoy the ride.
Jenny?
Oh, it's no surprise to me. I am my own worst enemy. Oh, it's so nice now and then. Kick the little shit.
Jenny! What are you doing? Pull over!
Anne bursts through the back seat and yanks on Jenny's blue hair extension.
Get back in the truck! It's a dangerous! Look out!
Jenny jerks the wheel, swerving from the oncoming car.
Learn how to drive!
Racist!
The Ray's truck stops. An Asian man peers out from the open window.
Oh.
He shakes his head and drives off. The sisters get out of the car.
That was crazy!
Hey,
what?
Give me the keys!
Quiet! No.
Set,
what?
Run it.
Come on!
I'm
no, no,
bets,
no, 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 no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. Jenny pushes her palm into Anne's head, halting her step.
You are going to Philadelphia!
I don't have time for this. Linguini is in danger.
That stupid show is the only way we're going to get him back.
What about the Chuchi's money?
There's no Chuchi's money.
Jenny's eyes filled down, then up.
Of course. Of course. Why would I ever think that you could help?
Anne leans against her car.
Look, the quiz is the best and fastest option for us to get the money. So unless you want to, like, sell your eggs, we need to get to Philadelphia.
Frowning, Anne shakes her head.
Fine, but I'm driving.
Okay. Give me back my hair.
Anne slaps the extension into her hand. A red love sign stands. A fountain gurgles. Cheese spreads on a cheesesteak. Jenny watches on her phone.
Come to Philly. They're better than New York.
I always forget how beautiful this city is.
Can you check that?
Jenny checks Anne's phone.
What is it?
Jenny shows her a picture of Linguini.
What the?
A skull emoji appears.
What's he gonna do to our dog?
He isn't gonna hurt him, right?
No! No.
It's okay. Let's just get to the hotel.
Yeah. What's the address?
I don't know. I'm still looking for one.
You haven't booked one yet?
Sorry, I was too busy making the trunk comfortable for you. Besides, how hard is it going to be to find one?
How was I supposed to know there was a pharmaceutical convention this week?
At an inn, a man stands in costume.
Good morrow, ladies. Welcome to the Ben Franklin Inn and Spa. May I interest you in some Johnny cakes made fresh this morning by my lovely...
Anne nods.
Self.
don't touch that. We have a reservation. It's under Anne Yum.
Ah, yes. I heard your voice on that marvelous machine right there that I have heard is called the telephone. But I am unfamiliar with it. Identification and credit card, please.
You don't know what a phone is, but you know about credit cards?
The concept of a credit card is an easy one to grasp. I know what credit is, and I can assure you I am familiar with cards. But that talking machine was invented after my time. Oh, what does that sound? Tis a chirping bird?
He flashes braces.
Ben Franklin, in, please hold.
So are you supposed to be Ben Franklin? Because if Ben Franklin had just been alive this whole time, he would know what... phones are. I mean, he was really smart.
Well, that is very kind of you to say that I am smart.
Yeah, but if you don't know about phones, then what? You're just like a ghost of Ben Franklin who's somehow stuck in the 1600s?
1700s.
And if you are stuck in the past, then your inn should not have all this modern stuff, but it does. I mean, it makes no sense. So which is it? What are you?
He glares.
I am Ben Franklin.
Then why don't you have wooden teeth like George Washington?
Jenny, enough.
Signaling his ball cap, she mouths, it's lifting.
Can you just let him be Ben Franklin?
In my family, we have wrinkly foreheads.
I just want to let you know, sir, that you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Good.
Oh, he's using a computer.
A very 17th century.
18th century.
What?
Even though your time is limited in our wonderful capital of the United States of America, which is how I know it, I, Ben Franklin, know it.
To Anne.
If you need any help, don't hesitate to call.
Oh, on the phone?
Yes, on the phone. Future's greatest gift. Tina!
A scowling girl scoots out.
Would you please show our guest to their chamber?
She grabs a bonnet.
Please, take more time putting your hat on. Just take your time. Tina from the temp agency. Scoop, scooch.
They follow Tina into a room.
Welcome to the Betsy Ross suite.
Oh, can you take this?
Thank you.
Jenny hands Tina an empty disposable cup.
Thank you.
Jenny, we're too old to share a bed.
Speak for yourself, Ben Franklin. The 30s are the new 20s.
Since when are you in your 30s?
Oh, since I did, I guess, my age filter, and it said 30.
Nine.
Jenny fixes her bangs. Anne plops a suitcase down. Jenny stares at a portrait.
You know, this place sucks. Let's go to a real hotel. They have to have rooms they keep open just in case. I'll get them to give us one.
How?
Oh, I am amazing at getting stuff. I get really emotional and talk a lot so they get confused, and then they're willing to do whatever they can to make it stop. See, just one second, like this.
Jenny holds her palm over her face.
Please! Oh, my God! Oh, I know you're only serving the breakfast menu, but my husband needs fries. He has a rare kidney condition, and if he doesn't get salt, he'll die. I'm too young to be a widow. I'm only 30. See? Works every time.
You would publicly humiliate yourself just to eat fries at breakfast?
How's that humiliating?
Anne opens a cabinet to stacked blankets.
Oh.
What?
There's no TV. I can't watch the quiz.
Wait, Annie, where are you going? Annie!
Yeah, but right now?
Is it such an emergency?
I can't miss it. I've watched it every day since I was 4.
Wait, you've never skipped a night?
Neither has Terry. Nothing stops him. Not whiplash.
Where? I get the first question? Country!
An earthquake?
Border Switzerland.
A swarm of bees?
The answer is Mr. Potato Head.
Not even Frat Week.
Which is, one of the Twin Cities.
A naked man dances by Terry.
Annie, what about,
Hurry, it's probably starting.
Jeez. Are you...
They enter a divey sports bar. Multiple hanging screens play a baseball game. Anne walks up to the bar.
Excuse me? Sir?
Try again.
Excuse me? Hey! Would you mind changing the channel to the quiz?
Holy shit. It's the quiz lady.
Oh, no. I think you have me confused for another Asian lady.
Then why'd she ask to change the channel to the quiz?
Put it on. I want to see if she know all that stuff. Because that video could have been fake.
Fake? Yeah, right. Like $100 if she gets them all right.
Ooh. All right. Now I got to care about this game.
Daryl, shut your hole. Phil's are at bat.
Whoa. What are you doing?
Making some money. Hey, everybody.
The quiz lady's here, and she wants to play some quiz. $100 says she gets them all right. All we need is one TV. What do you say?
Quiz.
Fast chanting. Chanting always works.
Quiz.
I see you. These are people
that punch police horses when they're happy.
Hey, that's a stereotype, okay? It happened 2 separate occasions.
Okay. I'm not sitting down until I see Terry McTeer's face on this TV. I don't care what you throw.
Jenny falls back into a TV, and it drops on her.
Is the TV okay?
In a hospital waiting room.
What was the ice of that guy to drive us?
Jenny holds an ice pack to her wrist.
You know, Phillies fans get a bad rap because deep down they're nice. Sometimes stereotypes are wrong.
They're always wrong.
Hmm.
It's funny, the word stereotype has a fascinating etymology that I was reading about earlier. Good Lord!
Jenny's wrist dangles.
How are you not in a massive amount of pain right now?
Oh, this happens all the time. Ever since I tried to catch a foul ball at that World Series game. When I was dating Sammy. Anyway, it hurts when it pops out and when it goes back in, but in between, it's not that bad.
That is not just dislocated. That is definitely broken.
Oh, no, it's not. You know, I bet you I could pop it back in myself.
No.
Okay, well, no, we're gonna. Okay.
God,
you heard that? That was a crap.
Love it.
I'm gonna try it.
No, I can't. Wait. I can't. It goes so far back.
Really?
But it goes so far back.
Is that gross to you?
I'm gonna throw up.
Jenny.
Okay.
Jenny grins.
Can you put the ice pack on it to cover up so I don't have to look at it?
Because you're scared of my wrist. Really, it doesn't hurt that much.
Jenny covers it with the pack. Her smile fades.
Too bad cousin Jin isn't here. Fix that up for you.
Jin is the best surgeon. Is the best surgeon in the world.
Do you remember when that summer in California, he was so into skateboarding, but he was terrible at it.
Oh, that was right? The best summer. Oh my God, when we hit the freeway, I knew I found my destiny. Burbank.
Young Anne sits poolside underneath a towel. Jenny lounges in a neon striped swimsuit.
Everything just felt so possible. The world was big and bright, and everyone was getting along. No one was yelling at me to turn down my music or get a job. For the first time, I felt like I belonged.
In the waiting room.
Too bad they hated us and never invited us back.
Jenny looks off.
Yeah.
I always hated being around them. They were so intimidating. When we went to go stay with them, I was so nervous.
Young Anne fidgets under her towel.
That I didn't shit for like the whole month we were there. So, one night, I woke up with just the gurgles, you know what I mean? And I was so scared that maybe they would like hear it or that I'd clog the toilet or like something would happen. So I went out in the backyard and I dug a little hole and I shit in there.
Jenny's eyes wander under a furrowed brow.
That's how unwelcome I felt in that house.
Anne stares off.
I never told anyone about that. It was all too much. The way that they would look at us like we were trash.
You know, they wanted to help. That's why they let us stay there.
They didn't even talk about Dad. They were so embarrassed about how he died. Divorced, broke, falling off a singles cruise because he was trying to do the King of the World thing from Titanic, drowning in the Caribbean like a sad loser.
Don't say that. He wasn't a loser. He was...
Jennifer Young. A young doctor shows an x-ray.
Well, good news. Doesn't seem to be broken. Mm. Just dislocated. Mm. I can just go ahead.
Oh!
He jerks Jenny's wrist.
Oh, wow.
I told you.
How can I ever thank you for saving my wrist?
Oh, it's quite all right.
Maybe like a drink later?
Well, I'm married and gay.
Why'd you have to say two reasons?
At the inn, Anne fluffs a small American flag pillow and checks her phone.
Oh, my God.
What? What's wrong?
Ken, he sent me a video.
Give it to me. I'll look at it.
Jenny wears a facial mask.
Mr. Linguini's getting nice and comfortable over here. The longer you take to pay me back, the happier he is with me.
We're calling him Porky now. Isn't that right, Mr. Porky? Want some Wagyu?
Don't mind if I do.
That's how I picture him sounding, if you can talk. You're running out of time.
He's gonna make it so Linguini never wants to leave.
Oh, that's kind of brilliant.
In a bad way. Hey. It's gonna be okay.
Linguini.
We're gonna get him back. I promise. Don't look at your phone.
Do you have, like, a laptop or something? Because I can't sleep without noise.
Yeah, in that blue bag.
Oh.
Anne yanks out a thick laptop.
When did you get this? 1970?
Chad gave it to me. He was with the CIA, so, you know, it's powerful.
Anne pulls on a handle.
Who is Chad?
Oh, you remember Chad. I mean, aren't you supposed to have a great memory?
Yeah, for things of note.
Oh, well, I remember everyone you've ever dated, since it was just that one weird kid who was so pale he was practically see-through.
Francoise was not see-through.
Yeah, well, it was like someone saran wrapped a skeleton.
Ooh.
Kahibanswa?
No.
You sure? It's Korean.
And also, Francoise and I weren't dating. We were just friends. It wasn't his fault that he was allergic to the sun.
What are you doing?
I want space.
Okay. Well, I sleep with two pillows.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Do you sleep with two pillows?
Yes, I do.
Because you can sleep with two pillows on the floor.
I'm sorry. I'm injured. I'm not sleeping on the floor.
I'm not sleeping on the floor either.
I sleep on the chair.
I don't want to sleep in a sitting position.
Oh, my God. What is the big deal? We used to sleep together all the time.
Yeah, 20 years ago before you left.
Anne plops the pillow between them.
Fine pillow wall.
Jenny slams a pillow at the foot of the bed. She plops down as Anne opens the laptop.
Wait, you know what? This is not half, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Anne stares at the laptop. Jenny gazes at her.
I know you're really nervous about tomorrow. But is there at least a small part of you that's excited?
Maybe. A little bit.
Jenny gently closes the laptop with her foot, then points her big toe at Anne's face.
You are going to be great.
Anne reopens the laptop.
I can't believe what I'm reading. Are all three of you librarians?
Linguini? Young Anne runs in a house.
Linguini!
In bed, Anne jolts awake. She turns to Jenny. Jenny remains sound asleep. Diving under the blanket, Anne lays her head beside Jenny's. In daylight, Jenny stares at Anne. She smiles.
Annie, wake up. It's audition day.
Jenny hogs the blanket.
It's so cold.
It says report to the Liberty Conference Room. Jesus, the city is like obsessed with freedom.
At the top of an escalator, Annie's feet falter on the landing platform. Jenny pulls her away.
Annie, okay. Okay, look at me. How you feeling?
Bad.
Okay.
I can't do this.
Yes.
Am I sweating?
Anne shows her pit stains.
Yeah, you know what? Put your arms down. Just put your arms down. Okay, good. Deep breath. One deep breath. Okay, you know what?
I can't do this.
Yes, you can. Uh-uh. No, yes, you can. Annie? Uh-uh. Yes. You know why? Because you're strong. Okay. All right. Let's go.
Stronger.
Anne rolls her shoulders back and exhales. They enter a conference room and approach a table at the front.
Hey. Hi. Oh, you must be here to audition.
Thank you.
Have a seat.
Yeah. Take it. Sit down. Okay. All right. It's all good. So exciting.
Anne's eyes dart around the crowded room.
There's too many people here. Oh, don't think about them. Just focus on the fact that you need this money to save Mr. Linguini's life. That's not helping. I can't do this. I can't go on the show. I'm going to end up like Mary Beth Windlemore.
Who is Mary Beth Windlemore?
The lowest scoring contestant of all time. She barely made it through the head-to-head, and then she just froze.
Martha Stewart. No. Betty White.
U.S. First Ladies, focus on the topic.
Nancy Stalin.
Oh.
And the internet was so mean to her. People hate it when women are bad at things.
You're not going to be bad. You're going to be great.
People don't like it when women are good at things either. And the only reason why I'm good is because I'm at home. It's just me and Linguini. I can't play in front of all these people. I think we should sell my eggs.
No. Annie, look at me. Annie, look at me. Mm-hmm. It's going to be okay. It's just an audition. Come on, we made it all this way. We got to try, huh? Just sit there.
Please. Breathe,
okay? I'll fill this out, right? Just sit there.
Today's date?
I don't know. Tuesday?
Your name. Okay. Ann. Yeah. Or, Ann, do you want to use Ann or Ann?
Jenny turns up to an empty chair.
So mad, I'm an angry girl. Yeah, what's your problem?
Get back here, you sneaky little bitch. I told you I ran.
Jenny tackles her onto the carpeted floor.
Wrong burn.
Why are you ruining this?
Is everything okay?
Oh, we're fine, thank you.
I am not fine. My armpits are like Niagara Falls.
Okay, just wait. Okay, get up. Here. Come on. God, you are wet underneath there. Jesus. Okay, here. Just put this on so no one can see. What is it?
It's a hoodie.
Okay. It's gonna be okay. You're having a panic attack. We just need to get through it.
How?
Well, we're running short on time, so, do you want drugs?
What?
Do you want drugs?
I can't.
Drugs! For your anxiety.
You have drugs?
Oh, yeah. I've got a ton of stuff. I've got party pills, Zen pills, fun stuff.
Is that cocaine?
Stevia. Do you ever use stevia, the sweetener? Yeah. I've got it in my pocket.
Jenny glares at Anne.
What you need? This. Doctors prescribe these. Okay, well, not these exactly. These are from the street, but they will help relax you a little.
CSQ auditions begin in 3 minutes. All entrants report to the Liberty Conference Room.
Okay. For Linguini. Great. Hold this. Got some water in here somewhere.
Anne knocks back the bottle.
Okay. And only take a quarter because...
Because what?
Jenny stares at her with wide eyes.
Because what?
Because
what?
Because I want some. And now you ate them all. Okay, let's go. Thank you.
Jenny leads Anne into the conference room.
You look like you have a bowl cut.
Okay, pretty, right? Right?
And
how you feeling?
Are you here?
The same.
Oh, yes, we're here. She just had a little ladies thing.
Oh, okay.
So, no, it's not for me. It's for my sister, Anne. Yum.
You want her? Yeah.
When are these drugs gonna kick in?
The room turns blue. Watermelon sugar, strawberries. Anne's jaw drops. In slow motion, Jenny waves her arms. The other woman blows kisses. Colorful lights pulse.
Hi,
Anne. A cardboard cutout of Terry McTeer winks. Anne beams. The carpet turns into grass. Colorful flowers sprout up the aisle toward her brown loafers. The loafers blossom. Her feet rise. Midair, butterflies flutter around her. Anne gapes. She slides forward. A bubble surrounds her as she sits by the frowning Jenny. Tiny clouds with faces fall from the pale blue sky. Anne beams, holding a curled up pug puppy. Jenny pins on her number.
Close your mouth, you look insane.
All right, for today's audition, everyone is going to get a chance to play all three rounds. We will start with the blitz.
Please don't make her go first.
Angela Jackson, come on up.
No, close your mouth.
Charles Von Kamp. And?
She flips the page.
Anne Yum.
Shh.
Anne. It's your turn to play.
Jenny's face smiles inside the sun. Anne waves and stands encased in her colorful bubble.
Okay, so you're going to take a seat, and then we're going to look at our categories. Film, Italian literature, language, museums, physics,
don't want to sit
world
on.
History, home gardening, jeez. Entomology, and weather.
So soft.
You would really feel how soft it is?
Okay, so we have 5 minutes on the clock, and your time starts now. What was the first film to gross over $1 billion worldwide?
Angela. Titanic.
Yes. The majority of weather occurs in which atmospheric layer?
Angela. Troposphere.
Correct. What is the deadliest insect?
Mosquito.
You nailed it. What is the oldest written language? Charles.
Sumerian.
Yes.
Look at you, Father Time.
What's that, Ms. Young?
What are you doing?
Ms. Young? Is everything all right, Ms. Young? Who was the first president to be photographed at their inauguration?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct.
Oh, do you know that because you were there?
Ms. Young, you You doing okay?
Oh, I'm just kind of hot. I think I might just take this off because I don't
count
the sleeves out here.
Sorry, my bad.
I forgot to give her her diabetes medication.
You got popcorn?
No, I don't have popcorn. This damn
Jenny.
When she doesn't take it, she gets drowsy, so.
Drowsiness can't be solved by diabetes medication.
Are you a doctor?
Yes.
A diabetes doctor?
Yes.
Well, this is Eastern medicine, so get with the times, Big Pharma. Annie, take your medicine.
That's good. Can I swallow?
Swallow.
Yeah, swallow? Swallow. Great. Annie?
Now we can play.
Our next question is in the sciences. What is the only element that can exist without
neutrons?
Hydrogen!
Correct. What is the smallest bone in the human body?
I have to get them all in or else we'll die!
And the stapes! The stapes!
Yes, correct.
Just gotta keep this up for a couple more hours.
Oh, God.
And? Correct.
No.
You got it.
And?
Yes.
No. Why are you saying this?
Okay, and one for Anne. Best Picture Oscar winners. God.
I'm gonna do them all in order, if that's okay with you.
You don't have
Wings,
to.
Wings, Broadway Melody, All Quiet on the Western Front, Cimarron, Grand Hotel, Cavalcade, It Happened One Night, Meeting on the Bounty, The Great Signal of Life, Meals
Time!
All About Eve, and American Paris.
Your time is
the
up.
The Greatest Show on Earth. Birdman, Spotlight, Moonlight, Shape of Water, Green Book, Parasite, Nomadland, Coda!
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, that was amazing. I had no idea you'd seen all those movies.
I haven't. I feel like my heart's gonna explode.
Okay, you know what? Here's something. It might get the edge off.
Anne shoves a bag of potato chips into her mouth.
I'm watering here, too. So maybe. Okay, you know what? Take a moment. Breathe.
God, it's like a boxer or something. This is so exciting.
Okay. There's just, like, what, the coin?
Oh, God. The coin.
I know, it looks a lot bigger on TV. Heads is say it, and tails is show it. And it's heads.
Yes! Victory is mine! I feel so relieved because I can win now and the clouds above won't die.
Anne nods and grins.
Yes! The clouds won't die. They're gonna live.
It's an old Chinese saying, you know?
A white woman nods.
Blessings.
An Asian man shakes his head.
Okay, here we are.
Jenny leads Anne to the car.
And down the metal chariot.
No, I don't go in the trunk.
Okay.
All right.
Well, at least I did it. Oh, you can just do it.
Annie, you crushed that audition.
Okay, yeah. Okay, just get in. Wanna get your leg in?
Okay,
there we go. She's in.
You're not kidnapping her, are you?
Not anymore.
Jenny hands the valet cash. At the Ben Franklin Inn and Spa, Anne stands at a buffet. Ben Franklin stands nearby.
Surprising that you have Eggs Benedict here.
Oh, yes. Pains me to serve a dish named after a traitor. Alas, it's a popular item which the ignorant expect on every buffet. And herein lies my conundrum.
Sounds like you might need to make a pro-con list.
Oh, look at you, Miss Yum. You have read my 1772 letter to Joseph Priestley, have you not?
Wow.
Annie! Oh, the enemy.
Oh, my God. The quiz just emailed. They said to expect a call soon.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'm going to be on the show.
And you thought I could not be
Oprah.
Well, too bad the Choochie's when he isn't real. I'd be flying around the world like Mary Poppins with that gigantic unnecessary bag.
Well...
What?
I lied about the Choo-Choo's Bunny.
Yeah, I know.
No. I lied about lying about the Choo-Choo's money. It's totally real. I'm getting a giant check, just like on TV. I made them put that in the contract.
But, sorry, what are you saying?
Oh, I knew that the only way that you would do this is if you thought it was the only way.
Life coaching. Yeah, but we get a... paid off the debt, and I could have Linguini back.
Yeah, but I told you, the money hasn't come in yet.
Oh my God. Even your lies are lies.
I'm not lying.
You always do this. You don't think about the consequences of your actions. Mr. Linguini is everything to me, and to you, he's just a pawn. I thought you were trying to help me.
I am. I'm helping you get him back while also seizing your destiny.
Oh my God, destiny isn't real.
Yes, it is. We all have a purpose. We just need to find it.
No,
See, that's just a lie that you tell yourself because you're just chasing these stupid dreams, then blaming whatever you can when they don't work out. But the truth is, it's you. You're selfish. You're reckless. You're just like Mom.
Don't say that.
Take some responsibility for your life. Stop being such a goddamn loser.
Anne storms off. Jenny's jaw drops. Jenny hurls a roll at Anne.
You're the loser! Yes, I am lonely and currently unhoused, and my life hasn't turned out exactly the way I wanted.
Do you have any idea how hard it is to be an Asian woman in this country?
Oh, my God.
But at least I've lived. What have you done with your life? I mean, you just, like, hide out in your robot house just while watching the quiz.
Yeah, and take care of Mom and lend you money and support myself. I am responsible for everything.
Excuse me, ladies, if you don't mind.
Fuck off, Ben Franklin!
I absolutely will.
You're the older sister. You're supposed to help me. But you never have. You were never there. All you care about is yourself.
That is not true. I was always looking out for you.
Yeah? When?
In Burbank, when you shut in the goddamn hole. You didn't bury it deep enough. So the next day, when Soyoung and Nayoung and I got back from Starbucks...
Papa said you can live with us, and you could come with me to UCLA next year.
Oh, and we can start our fashion line!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Guys, come here. You've got to see this.
Cousin Jin found it.
Ew. Tiger, did you do this?
How could that come out of Tiger?
Well, then who did it?
I knew right away it was you.
Young Anne looks out the window.
And it was just a matter of time before they figured it out.
She smiles at Teen Jenny.
So, I told them I did it.
Ew. Uncle June was gonna let us live with them in Burbank because Mom was like on a bender. But everything changed after that. I mean, do you know how insane an 18-year-old would have to be to shit in a hole?
Anne stares at her.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because you were 8.
Jenny rushes off.
Asshole!
Anne's eyes shift under her creased brow. Outside her duplex, Anne lifts her suitcase up the front steps.
Anne, where's my $100?
Anne's chin drops. She breaks into tears.
Anne, you want to come in?
Anne nods.
Come on.
Slippers rest on a shoe rack, and a portable back massager covers a recliner. Francine carries 2 teacups into the living room.
I didn't know you were a Pee Wee Herman fan.
Who the hell is Pee Wee Herman?
Anne points to a framed photo.
That's Alan Cumming from The Good Wife. Such a wonderful actor, and that Scottish accent of his.
That's not Alan Cumming. That's Paul Rubens. He plays Pee Wee Herman.
I think I would know who my favorite actor is. Thank you very much. That is Alan Cumming.
Mm-hmm.
Francine rolls her eyes.
So, what's wrong with you?
I thought I was happy. And maybe I wasn't. I've just been so scared. You know, scared of being judged, being laughed at.
When I was younger, I wasted so much energy trying to get people to like me. And for what? So I could get invited to some potluck dinner party and terrible games of charades.
Ugh, I hate charades.
Oh, I love charades. I am an excellent guesser. So long as the person who's acting out the clues is not a total imbecile, which they usually are. I've been alive a long time. I've met a lot of people. And I only liked one.
Is it me?
No, you get too much mail. The point is, you don't want to waste time looking for happiness in other people. Because happiness
happiness does not exist. Mm-hmm. Oh, Judge Judy.
Next up, she's the voice you trust. Yes.
In a park, Jenny walks a tree-lined path.
Hello?
Hi, we want to put Anne on Can't Stop the Quiz. Can she fly out ASAP?
I'm sorry. I'm no longer a part of her journey, so you'll have to call her directly.
I'm sorry, journey? Where is she going?
Jenny hangs up. In Anne's cubicle, she scrolls a website, becoming an egg donor. We scoop your eggs, you scoop the cash. Anne grimaces.
Internal auditing.
Hi, is this Anne Yum?
Anne spins in her chair.
Yes?
This is Mercedes from the quiz. Great news. We'd love to have you on the show. Any chance you could fly out tonight?
Tonight?
Okay. You're going to regret that exercise.
I'm telling you, it's going to be good for me. It's going to clear out my sinuses.
I can't really hear you. Just hold on one second.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with the neti pot.
Yeah, I got you one for Christmas for a reason.
God. Do you guys, like, have to eat here? Or, like, is there, like, another...
This is our spot, Fran.
Yeah, it's kind of great. Because then the food smell stays over here, not at our desks.
You know? Yeah, I know.
No, it's here. Like,
this weather.
It's really spicy.
Hello?
Look at you.
Oh, no. Sorry about that. I just...
And we need the information for whoever you want to bring as your partner.
I'm so sorry about that. I just... Really sorry, spicy. One second. I just...
I'm, like, dripping. My back is dripping.
Hey! I am sick of being treated like some silent, invisible man. I exist! And I know that you guys don't see me around the office, but you're gonna see me tomorrow night on television. Book it, Mercedes.
Grabbing her purse, Anne marches out of the office. She plops folded clothes into a suitcase. She stands with furrowed brows. Anne rolls her suitcase through the house. She grabs the framed photo of her and Linguini. At a cafe, a dog licks a smiling man. Jenny watches with a frown. Jenny glances inside. Two sisters play with a stuffed bunny.
Hi.
The barista smiles.
Danielle.
Wendy.
I wanted to give you this as a thank you.
For what?
You inspired me. I convinced my boss to let me take over the pastries. You changed my life, Janet.
Jenny.
Wendy beams.
Raspberry fennel.
Jenny smiles softly and leans back into her chair. Jenny glances at the girls, then jolts up from the table.
What now?
I need you to come with me to California.
What are you vaping? No.
I need a partner in case the coin flip lands on Show It, and I don't have anybody else.
Well, what the hell is Show It?
Jenny sits in a car.
You're strong.
Better get that brass ready.
She slips large sunglasses on.
Here we go. Hey.
She steps out, wearing a one-armed pink blazer dress with tassels. She struts up to a business in bright pink knee-high boots. The sign reads, Chosen Family Canine Rescue.
I'm here to see Ken.
Get on the floor, shake that brass.
A man in a black tank and slicked hair leads Jenny into a dark back room. Men play poker. Mr. Linguini rests on a gold blanket. Ken uses a lint roller, then pauses.
Who the hell is this?
Crystal's other daughter.
How'd you find me?
My ex-boyfriend, CIA.
Coming here was a big mistake.
I will get you the money, but first you're going to give me back that dog.
Actually, we're going to break your arms.
The man headlocks Jenny.
I'll pay you double. I swear, I'm about to get a very large cash settlement. Chuchis, you know, Chuchis, the nationwide chain. Oh my God, you're so sweaty.
You're just like your mom. That crazy crying, that screaming.
You really think you're going to bail her out with that same bullshit?
She breaks free of his grip.
I am not my mom. And I am not here for her. I'm here for Anne. And that dog has been by her side for the last 20 years.
What? How old is he?
Old! Yes, Annie is an anxious, sweaty little weirdo, but she is my sister, and she needs me. So I need that dog.
Just like you need my money.
Oh, I've done my research, right? We Asians like our research, right?
And you're like, what,
6 months behind on rent?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Did you boys not know?
The men's eyes shift to Ken.
Shame.
Where did all the money go? Up your nose? On your tats? In your man buns?
It's the dogs.
These people? They're monsters. Half of them never come back for their dogs. Oh, and the purebreds? They have issues, you know. Skin problems, kidney problems, anxiety. My poor Crispy over there needs constant attention or he gets sad.
A man pets Crispy.
I'm all they've got.
Give me back Linguini, and when my big fat Choo-Choo's check comes in, I'll solve all your money problems. Do we have a deal?
Nope.
Here we go.
Jenny bursts out of the store clutching Linguini. The men stumble out, chucking throwing stars. The gang chases after her.
Porky!
At a studio, Anne and Francine pass a burbling fountain before a grand arched entry. Francine dodges men carrying giant baby bottles into the studio lot.
Hi.
They approach the Can't Stop the Quiz door.
Plus one. So glad you all found the place okay. Now, if you'll follow me, I'll show you to the green room.
I don't care what color it is as long as there's a chair in it.
For sure. And Anne, we're going to get you into hair and makeup.
The walls are filled with rows of bow ties. Anne stares at one.
Isn't that amazing? You know he's never worn the same one twice.
I'm not done with you. I want a divorce.
Periodic table.
What? You've never seen a tie before? Let's go.
Backstage, Anne fidgets before a mirror.
We're on in 10.
You're all mic'd up.
Getting closer, people. Getting closer.
Ron approaches from behind.
Get away from my makeup.
Just kidding. Hi, I'm Ron. How are you? Nice to meet you. I'd shake your hand, but anyway, how was your flight? Great? Great. Listen, I want to apologize.
Why?
Well, you're obviously a huge fan of the show. And I just think it's a bummer that you finally get to be here and tonight's going to be all about me winning the 84th game, becoming the longest running champion. I'm very sorry. It's very unfair to you.
She faces him.
Do you want to be Terry? Is that why you're always trying to act nice? Because you want to take over the show?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Terry is beloved by the entire world. I'd be insane to try to think I could fill his shoes. And I'm not pretending to be nice. I really am nice. Ask anybody here. I'm nice.
Thing, Ron.
Well, anyhow, I'll let you get to it. I know you gotta get through hair and makeup.
I already went through hair and makeup.
Well, then you miss a spot, and I'll let you change. And, hey, speak of the devil, or the angel.
Hi, Anne.
I'm Terry. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Anne stares, frozen in place.
Your video was very impressive.
Freakishly great.
Hi, Ron.
2 minutes. Places, everyone.
Okay. See you on stage.
Thank you. Remember, we're here to learn and have fun. Don't worry about winning.
Terry nods and steps away.
I have to win to save my dog.
I have no idea what that means, but I'll see you out there.
Anne scrunches her face and shakes her head.
Here he is, folks. Terry the King.
Terry waves and takes the stage. Anne nears the stage. Ron beams and gives a thumbs up from his podium.
Ready to learn and have some fun?
Why not? Places, everybody! Places!
Wide-eyed, Anne takes her place between Ron and Leah. Her red buzzer shines.
We love you!
Leah, a curly red-haired woman, smiles at her family.
Stand by lights to half.
Anne glances at Francine. A producer counts down on his fingers.
It's 7 o'clock on a weeknight. You know what that means. It's time for...
Can't Stop the Quiz!
At the Philly Bar.
Come on, quiz lady. Let's do this.
Ben Franklin pulls out his phone.
Godspeed, Miss Yum.
I swear they changed the breading on these mozzarella sticks again.
Shit!
Her co-workers ignore the screen.
Of course, we all know our returning champion, Ron Hecock, who's going for the record tonight.
Oh, is that tonight?
And I see you've stolen my look.
Wow, it's a big night, Terry. I wanted to honor you.
Well, thank you. Also joining us tonight is someone you might recognize from your computers, the famous quiz lady. Welcome, Anne.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm sorry?
What?
Welcome. And welcome, Leah from Guam. What a journey. Best of luck. Let's see tonight's categories. Music, books, life science, sports, fun and games, mechanics, food and drink.
Anne's hand pets the air, a flash of her petting linguine. She frowns at her podium.
May I have 5 minutes on the clock, please? And your time starts now.
The striding man is the logo of what spirits company?
Johnny.
Ron.
Johnny Walker.
Correct. Who wrote Jane Eyre? Leah.
Emily Bronte.
Oh, no. Ron?
Actually, it was Charlotte Bronte, the hot one.
Correct. What does an oologist study?
Animals.
Oh, no. Ron?
Eggs?
Yes, correct.
You said oologist on that one?
I did.
She's
blowing it.
Oologist. What NBA team holds the record for most wins in a season?
The Warriors!
Ron?
Golden State Warriors.
Correct.
Go Splash Brothers. Hi, Steph.
I hope he's watching.
Oh, he is.
Ron flashes a smile.
Ron? Ron, Ron, Ron.
Mary Beth Windlemore pleads.
Come on. Come on.
What qualitative scale is used to rate minerals in terms of scratch resistance?
Young Anne holds rocks and reads a book on minerals.
Anne?
Mohs hardness scale.
Correct.
What is the only mammal that can't?
Gosh, I guess we'll never know. That's a shame. I love the animal ones. Well, Leah, goodbye. When we return, Ron and Anne will compete head to head. Don't go anywhere. I know I won't.
And we're out.
Terry glances over at Anne.
Resetting. Let's go to the stage for head to head.
Touch-ups. More contour. I want tight little piano fingers.
Are you okay? You seem deeply unwell.
Anne nods and walks away.
I need to get in there. It's an emergency. No, if you come back to me, I'll throw you into oblivion because he's a service dog and he keeps me from fainting.
Jenny rushes in with Linguini.
Linguini. Linguini.
Anne holds her arms open. Jenny unclips his leash. In slow motion, Linguini walks toward Anne. She watches with glistening eyes. Anne lifts Linguini.
I miss you so much. Oh, my boy. Oh, he smells good. And he seems like he's been eating. I can't believe you got him back. And it's so good that you did, because there's no chance I'm winning. Quick, create a distraction. Let's do the fries thing.
No, I'm not letting you run away from this. You can do this. You know why?
Because I'm strong.
Because you know this game. Just like you know literally everything else. So play the same way you always have. Like a winner.
30 seconds, everybody!
Anne turns, holding Linguini. She marches to the stage.
Oh, it smells so good. You're so cute. You're such a big boy.
You can't have a dog up here. Right?
Well, you know what? I want him with me, and I don't care. That's weird. Is it okay that he's with me?
Places, everybody.
Oh, is it okay? Gosh, I don't know. No one's ever asked that before. Let me ask. Glenn, can she...
No, we're live in 15.
Glenn says no.
Bye-bye, doggy.
Hey, everybody! The quiz lady should have her famous quiz dog with her, right? Quiz dog! Quiz dog! Quiz dog! Quiz dog! Yeah!
Terry joins the chant.
Quiz dog! Quiz dog! Quiz
dog! Fine, the dog can stay!
Chanting always works.
That was thrilling. It's like we were in a musical.
And we're live!
Got Linguini.
No kidding.
Welcome back for the head-to-head.
we have a special guest joining us, Mr. Linguini. Hello, sir, and thank you for your service.
You know, pugs are the official dog of the House of Orange in the Netherlands, and in 1572...
Ron, I'm sorry. Can't stop the quiz.
Can't.
Please select Anne's first category.
How about sports?
Sports it is. And please list for us NFL teams with more than one Super Bowl win. Your time starts now.
She pets Linguini.
Steelers, Patriots, 49ers, Cowboys,
Boo!
Giants,
Boo!
Packers,
Boo!
Broncos, Raiders, Chiefs, Colts, Ravens, Dolphins, Rams, Washington,
Boo!
Buccaneers.
Boo! It's a comeback jam!
All right, Ron, now to you. Please list for us the geological eras of Earth.
My pleasure. Cenozoic, Mesozoic,
Paleozoic.
Neo-Archean, Mesoarchean, Alanarchean,
one-syllable words with no rhymes. Wow.
Whilst, angst, cusp, breadth, ninth, glimpsed.
Gulp,
gunt.
Gunt,
oh.
God, I wish I had a service dog up here. Hey, how about it, everybody? Ron's dog. Ron's dog.
Playable characters in Mario Kart 64. This is fun.
Mario. Luigi, Princess Peach,
for the women,
Donkey Kong, and Koopa Troopa.
Bowser, moron.
You suck, Ron!
Cruciferous vegetables.
Broccoli, cauliflower, horseradish, kale, cabbage, kohlrabi, bok choy.
Beethoven, Mozart, Salieri, Strauss. Right, he's Romantic era, which one could argue still is classical. Music anyhow. Now, may I,
Ron reaches for Linguini and spins away.
Okay. Hide and seek. Hide and...
It works.
She's a jerk.
And for the bonus round, simple machines.
Lever, pulley, wedge, screw, wheel and axle, incline plane.
And that's all of them. You finish with 24 seconds remaining, which means you get a bonus of $12,000. I believe that's a new record.
Is that right?
Can we check on that? Checking? What is that? I don't know. It is? It is. That is the highest bonus in the history of the show. Congratulations.
Woo! Oh, huzzah!
What a comeback. This is just like the classic sports film, Mighty Ducks 2, Ducks Fly Together. What a wonderful message. Have you seen it? I've seen it multiple times.
Oh.
Yes. It's in my top 10. It might be my top 2. I think it's my number 1. Will the comeback continue, or will another record be broken tonight by Ron winning his 84th game? It all depends on the final round. Time for the flip. Ron, you have the honors.
A production assistant grabs Linguini. Ron spins the coin.
Come on now. Woo! Flip it!
Turn, Anne and Ron will compete in Show It!
And we're out.
Show It is where Heacock becomes a peacock.
Ron shows the lining of his blazer.
Bart! Mm. How are you, buddy? All right, let's get in sync here.
Anne bursts through double doors into the bow tie hallway. She barrels ahead.
Oh. Oh, no. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
No, I'm fine. I just got down the wrong pipe.
I always thought you ate crackers between the commercials.
You got me.
Terry holds candy wafers.
My wife, Cecilia, worries about my sugar intake, so I just say they're crackers. What are you hiding from, huh?
I don't know what I'm doing. All those people watching, and I'm gonna lose.
She drops her gaze.
You know, whenever I look at this bow tie right here, it makes me think of one contestant from that night, Oscar from Texas. He had a
wonderful conversation about how he makes his own jams. He tries these wild combinations like blueberry rhubarb. What? He's like an artist, but with jams. Oh, this was the night that Aperna from New Jersey played her mandolin for us during the commercial break.
Terry Neals.
And that night, Mike from Maine brought me a snowball in a cooler because he remembered that I had said I miss New England winters. Great guy. None of them actually won their games. You know, like most contestants, they were just here for one night, but I don't think of them as failures. I'm just glad I got a chance to talk to them and they got a chance to play. Don't ruin what might be your only night here by making it about winning or losing. Just try to think of what you want to remember. As for me, no matter who wins, this one will always remind me of Anne from Pennsylvania, who brought her dog.
There you are. We need you on stage.
Yeah, right away, Glenn. Thank you so much. It's Glenn's world. We're all just living in it, you know? All right. Ready?
Squeezing her shoulders, Terry heads off. Anne remains, taking in the floor-to-ceiling rows of colorful bow ties. She turns.
And legally, you have to allow service animals, but it's the right thing to do. You know, not only for Anne, but for society as well.
Sure, it's just that.
Anne takes the stage.
I want to change my partner.
What?
What?
I want to play with my sister. Jenny.
You can't do that.
Glenn, it's her game. I think she can.
Wait, you want me to guess? But I don't know anything. You know me. And win or lose, we'll do it together.
All right. Switch him.
I came all this way.
I know, Glenn. I'm so sorry about
that. Ma'am, this way.
If I could get you and Mr. Linguini.
Sorry, Francine.
Now I have to watch the rest of this shit.
She can't do that. You can't switch partners. So unfair. What are you going to do next? Give her all the answers?
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your break. Joining us for the final round is Ron's friend Bart and Anne's sister. I'm sorry, I never got your name.
Oh, Jenny.
Oh, hello, Satan.
First, so we'll ask Anne and Jenny to step on the show at Coin. Gentlemen, take your places. Best of luck.
I'm ready, Terry.
And your time starts now.
Book. Magazine. Mag.
Ron's palms circle out, then land in closed fists.
Shopping. Cart. Mag.
He's good.
Cart. Magna Carta.
What's Magna Carta?
Linguini sits beside Francine.
Space. Dog.
Shut up.
Stay. Shun. Space. Stay. Shun. International Space Station. Africa.
Africa?
Morocco.
Kombucha.
Apple cider vinegar.
Ow.
Ron shakes his hips.
Woman. Thatch. Margaret Thatcher.
Ooh. And that's your time. Ron, you got 7 correct, which brings your total to a whopping 61,000.
Woo! Heck yeah, bro! Woo!
But one thing stands between you and victory. Well, actually, two. Anne and Jenny, come on up. Let's switch places.
Beat that.
Jenny trips him.
Oh my God, are you okay?
Wait. What?
Anne, Jenny.
Yay?
You need at least 9 in order to win.
Okay.
And your time starts now.
Anne stares at the words stock market, then glances at the audience.
Okay, thinking, a gathering, you have a, an earring, a gun in my ear, earring gun, I can't hear, you're deaf, but, okay, no, don't, not that, a flying duck, a duck, something is moving, what, do something else, you're in jail, you can't get out, you're the hamburger!
This is pathetic.
Do something else, just do something else!
Anne's eyes widen. She waddles.
Uncle Dong? Okay, Uncle Dong. Uncle stock market. okay, me. I'm praying. Uh-huh.
Anne scoots and poses.
Christy Yamaguchi!
Yes! Working at a house. Okay, me?
Anne kicks
me,
at the air.
Me?
Ketchup!
What? Gross. You, me, gross. Oh, the Beatles. Okay. You? Banana?
Jenny chuckles.
Booster.
Anne mimes eating quickly.
That's me! That's cheesecake!
I like it too.
The sad dog from Homer Bam. Shadow. Yes!
Anne gives a side eye.
Take care of the trash! Yes!
That was good. Very good.
With 41 seconds left, the word hero appears on screen.
One more.
You are just also flinging. You're gonna be strong. You are muscle. You're like muscle lady, muscle. Breastplate. You're like a tiger woman. Oh, you're swimming. What is this? Okay.
24 seconds remain.
Okay. You are digging a hole.
Anne mimes pulling down her pants, then squats.
Shooting a hole. Okay, me. And
10 seconds left.
You, me.
Anne points at Jenny, then flexes.
Hero?
Anne nods. The sisters lock eyes. Anne shrugs.
And time's up. We have a new champion.
Cliffman is my best friend.
No.
Very sorry, Terry. I'm very sorry to do this, everybody. She cheated.
What?
You brought in a dog. You changed partners at the last second. They used some kind of ancient Chinese mind meld.
Actual racism.
Just be honest with me, Terry. You're threatened by me.
What?
You wanted me to lose. He wanted me to lose.
Just lose with honor.
I can't. I am exciting. I'm fresh. I'm popping. I'm young. And you're just a boring old man. Acting like you invented the bow tie. I'll keep going. Yeah, I will say.
I think you should stop. In fact, I think you should buzz off, Ron.
Linguini's head turns to the stage.
Would a boring old man say that? Congratulations, Anne. You're our new quiz champion!
Anne and Jenny run toward each other and hug. Linguini and the crowd get to their feet.
Sorry, Jenny.
Men crouch to pick up Anne. She signals them to stop. One holds up Linguini instead.
Join us tomorrow for another night of Fast Facts and Live Learning. I'm Terry McTeer, and I'll be right...
The sisters hop with Terry.
Here! Have a good night.
Outside.
You did it!
You bring me all this way on the promise that I might get a chance to play charades. And it was all just a charade.
Hey, if you're going to be this miserable, can you just, like, die?
Don't.
Because you're ruining her moment.
Oh, moment. Look at the two of you. Running around searching for happiness. It's just deranged. Just accept the fact that nothing will make life better. Life is and always has been a...
Francine's jaw drops.
A miracle.
In slow motion, Paul Rubens turns the corner driving a golf cart. Francine stares, then swoons. Jenny swoops in. Smiling, Paul nears.
So sorry to bother you. She's a huge fan of yours.
Maybe you can give her a ride in your golf cart.
Francine stares with a smile. Paul's grin fades.
She's gonna die soon. And she has this horrible disease where her intestines grow like an invasive weed. It's everywhere.
Fine. Hop in.
She also thinks you're the Scottish actor Alan Cumming. Just play along with that.
You're excellent in The Good Wife. That's so excellent.
Francine beams at him.
Oh, what a bonny lass.
What's that? Not Alan Cumming.
The cart circles in the lot. the sisters walk out onto the roof of the parking garage with a panoramic view of Los Angeles.
Oh, look at it. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Jenny leans against the ledge.
Where's Burbank from here?
It's over there by the mountains.
I always thought my destiny was out there.
Maybe it is.
Nah. Just Burbank.
Jenny looks out as Anne squints at her sister.
I'm sorry I left you to deal with Mom.
I'm sorry I ruined our chance of living with the cool cousins.
That was not your fault.
It was.
I mean, they always thought we were the losers of the family.
We kind of were.
Not today.
Anne smiles and nods.
You're right. Not today.
Not today!
Not today!
Motherfucker!
Okay.
Jenny flips off the city. Anne glances at Jenny, who looks out.
I love you.
Oh, 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 oh. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I love you, Jenny.
Jenny turns to her sister. She closes her broad smile.
I love you, Annie.
Thank you.
Did you just say thank you?
Yeah. Why?
Come here. Come here. I'm touching you now. You can't help it.
Jenny embraces Anne.
I'm so proud of you.
Jenny kisses Anne's head.
You know, I'm gonna have to stay in California for a while.
Oh, look at the glow up.
Would you wanna stay with me? It's 'cause I feel like we make a pretty good team.
Yeah, we do. Oh, I can finally like coordinate our outfits. I have the most amazing sleeveless blazer. It's chartreuse. It will be very slimming. I don't like sleeveless.
The Hollywood sign sits in the hills beyond. Anne went on to win 93 games, making her the longest-running CSQ champion in history. Terry let Anne pin her first bow tie. Terry grabs Anne's arm to help her reach. Anne hops. It lands crooked. They became good friends.
I can't look at it. Leave it. No. Let me have it. You go away. Let me look at it.
Ron's meltdown was a wake-up call. He started going to therapy twice a week. Mr. Linguini became a social media star, making $200,000 per post. This makes him richer than most families and proves that capitalism has maybe gone too far. Oh, right, Francine. She died. Happy. Jenny finally got her coochies check. It was for truly an obscene amount of money. Jenny paid off her mom's debt. Ken opens an envelope. She even threw in a lifetime supply of free coochies. Ken's gang eats lunch there every day now. They all get fajitas, which are great, but it's hard when everyone gets them, you know? Ben Franklin got his braces off and is now period accurate.
Goody. Welcome to the Ben Franklin NN Spa. What is that sound? Is it a chirping bird?
He even stopped using phones and computers.
Ben Franklin and his boss?
That's all Tina's job now. Bart returned to his job as a CIA codebreaker, where his coworker is Jenny's ex-boyfriend, Chad. Small world. Shannon from Sunnyvale laughs on the phone.
I'm sorry, that was horrible freezing.
This lady turned out to be a murderer. A uniformed butler serves Jenny a drink poolside. Anne reads in the shade. Jenny bought a Malibu mansion. And one for Mr. Linguini and Mrs. Angel Hair. The pugs sit in their matching mini mansion. And Anne got a job where she's appreciated. A plaque reads, "Can't Stop the Quiz Writer's Office." Anne works at her desk before a bookshelf with an Emmy and various rocks and plants. A framed photo of her sister and her winning sits between bobbleheads of Terry, Anne, and Linguini. Credits appear over a scroll of colorful bow ties. Audio description created by Zoo Digital, written by Noel Urbano, and narrated by Joe Hernandez.